Yo, ride with me. Yo, what's going on? It's your man, Big B. Another episode of Ride With Me. Check it out. First and foremost, man, I want to thank all of you that sent love. All of you that, gave feedback on that last episode. And thank you for that. Definitely thank you for that. Hey, I gotta ask. I never could quite understand. You know, the text messages, cool. Stopping on the street, saying what's up, cool. But my memory is short. I ain't even gonna lie to y'all. I want to be able to share some of the love that y'all give to me with the rest of the crew. And some of the love that you give to me and the crew to the rest of the fam. So send it in on a text message, send it in on a email, send it in on a voice recording, and so we can spread the love to everybody. Show the rest of the listeners how you get down. Show the rest of the listeners how thoughtful some of you are with some of the amazingly kind words that you share with me and the rest of the IDS crew for whatever. So yeah, first thing off the deck. Second thing that I want to get down with is, let me see. Well, today I'm coming to you guys from the work truck, okay? Now, the only thing different from when I record on the work truck than when I'm in the car. You know, in the car, I can keep it moving. The work truck is a little bit loud and it cuts off the mic. So, on the work truck, I gotta pull over and cut these joints real quick. But you know what? It doesn't matter because that's what this is all about. It's when I have the thought, when I catch the moment, boom, I pull it out, pause, and record. All right, that's what we do. Do you not believe that I am in my work truck right now? Well, the engine is still running. I'm still here pulled over on the side of the street, cutting a joint. So y'all gonna hear cars going by. Y'all gonna hear other trucks. Y'all gonna hear an occasional crackhead come up to me, ask me for some change. A jackass asks me if he can get the parking spot I'm in, whatever. We're going to try not to let that disrupt what it is that we are doing. Okay. So, the thing that I want to come to you guys about today is this. It's sort of on a serious level. Yeah, it's sort of on a serious level. It's something that worries me, something that concerns me. While I'm out here in these streets doing my thing, I have to go to a lot of government buildings. I have to go to, federal, state government, and just private buildings, embassies, what have you. And one thing that I see when I go to all of these spots are the security guards that check the vehicles. Now, unless it's like a very, very serious building, like, you know, let's say, for instance, if you would ever have to deliver to the White House or to the Capitol, a lot of times in that scenario, you have to go to an off-site location have your truck x-rayed, then they seal your truck with a tag, then you go to wherever you're going, and that's how they work that. But for the most part, the rest of them, they get to your car, and they usually give you a set of instructions that may go something like, turn your engine off, open up your hood, all four doors, and your trunk, and they do an inspection or whatever. More times than not, all they're going to pretty much do is do the walk around your car with the mirror on the wheels. Now, this is the part that worries me. What is the protocol for you if you're inspecting a vehicle and you're going along with your mirror and you're doing your thing, and you see 10 sticks of dynamite in a bundle tucked up underneath the car, or you see that brick of C4 tucked up underneath the car, isn't it too late at that point? Isn't it really too late? I mean, you cannot make the vehicle disappear. You're not going to open a trap door that's going to drop the vehicle into a bomb-safe shelter. Isn't it too late at this point? I don't know what your flashlight and your walkie-talkie and the mirror that's in your hand is going to do from saving your ass and saving the ass of the people walking by, and for whatever portion of this building that is about to go down in this explosion. It's just always puzzled me. There has to be a better way. In this 21st century that we live in, it has to be a better way. There has to be a better way of doing this than to put a human being right up against a bomb. Because I'm gonna be honest with you, when I'm in line and I'm looking at the person in front of me, I watch the face of this security guard just to see them make a drastic change of expression. Because if I see that they see something, I'm going to try my damnedest to either get to the back of my truck and hope that there's enough metal around me to protect me as best as possible, or if my door is already open, to try to beat feet and get the hell out of there. I don't get it. Because, you know, I'm not trying to make light of this situation, but to me, this is how I see it going down. The dude pulls up, follows whatever instructions, but to me, I feel like either the finger is on the trigger, or the timing has already been set, or the dude from a remote location already has his finger to get ready. And to me, if I got the trigger in my hand and I see that you see it, nigga, what do you think, I'm gonna surrender? Nigga, I'm blowing everything. It's gonna happen from right here where we stand. So you gotta figure the security guard that knows about it may have 5 seconds to react to this. I don't know what you're gonna do in those 5 seconds. I guarantee you one of the first three things that you're gonna do is fart and shit yourself. I don't know what 2 and 3 is going to be. Hopefully, it's getting out as much of the Lord's Prayer as possible. Our Father who art in heaven, and that's probably all it's going to be for you. I'm sorry. I know, man. The thought is random as fuck. But it's just some of the shit that I think about and I wonder about. I don't know if there's anyone that listens to this show or any of the other shows that our military personnel or are currently on military bases. Well, first and foremost, for all that serve and have served, I literally take my hat off to you and bow to you kings and queens for putting it all on the line. But for anyone that is active duty or not, that can answer, just give me some insight as to what is protocol when you go around with your with the little mirror with the wheels on it, and you see some shit up underneath the car. What are you supposed to do? I just need to know. Is there anything that you can do? I don't know. God forbid, man, if that scenario ever happens. And again, I don't mean to make light of the situation, but it reminds me of a joke that I heard once. The joke is, what's the last thing to go through a fly's mind when he hits your windshield? His asshole. Yo, hit me up with feedback. Someone try to answer these questions for me. Answer this question for me. Please. I am your man, Big B. Hit us up in Deep Show, spelled out INDEEPSHOWA, yahoo.com. Send your feedback there. It's much appreciated. Thank you for riding with me.